Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We are glad you're here. Today, we are staring down a problem that I think haunts everyone who works in digital education. It's what I call the empty gym syndrome.
The empty gym. That's a new one on me.
Oh, you know exactly what I mean. You build this beautiful facility, or in this case, you buy a really robust software platform. You've got the servers, the login portals, the mobile apps.
All the plumbing is in place.
Exactly. The lights are on. But there's nobody working out because there's no equipment or, you know, not enough new equipment to keep people coming back every day.
Right. So you're talking about that gap between the platform and the actual content.
That's it. We've solved the infrastructure of online learning. That part is, well, it's basically done. We can stream video to Antarctica.
Mm-hmm.
But filling those pipes with high quality, engaging stuff that keeps a student hooked at, say, 7 in the morning on a Tuesday, that is the bottleneck.
It's the production bottleneck. And it's, I would argue, the single biggest reason online courses fail. And that's exactly what we're taking apart today. We have a fascinating stack of sources that suggest we're right on the edge of solving this.
We're looking at a collision of two specific tools today. So on one side, we have WYSIQ, which is the gym, in my analogy, the virtual classroom, the learning management system.
The venue, basically.
And on the other side, we have the Auto Content API, which claims to be this industrial engine that fills that gym with equipment automatically.
And the mission for this deep dive is really a thought experiment based on the documentation we've reviewed. We want to see what happens when you stop thinking about writing a course and start thinking about generating one.
Right. Does it just save you time?
Or does it fundamentally change how humans learn?
So let's start with the landscape. We need to ground this in reality. Who is actually using a platform like WYSIQ?
WYSIQ is a heavy hitter. Looking at their profile and the source material, they cover the whole spectrum. We're talking K-12 schools, higher ed institutions, corporate training departments.
Even government bodies, I saw.
Even government bodies, yeah. It's a very established platform for learning.
So it's kind of a Swiss Army knife for education.
It is. It provides all the essential plumbing. Mm-hmm. You've got your virtual classroom for live sessions, which is really their bread and butter. You have online course creation where you can upload your files.
And all the usual stuff, tests, assessments.
Tests, assessments, and they are really big on mobile learning with their own apps.
Okay, so WYSIQ is the where. It handles all the distribution. If I'm a teacher, WYSIQ is my stage.
Correct. But here's the catch, and this is where we pivot to the problem identified in the auto content sources.
Mm-hmm.
We're living in an economy of content saturation.
That sounds a little overwhelming. What does content saturation actually mean for a teacher or a corporate trainer?
It means the bar has been raised incredibly high. I mean, 10 years ago, if you put a PDF and a recorded lecture online, you were a pioneer.
Oh, absolutely. You were on the cutting edge.
Today, that's the bare minimum. That's just table stakes. Students are used to TikTok, Netflix, high production podcasts. If you just dump a raw 1-hour Zoom recording into WYSIQ, nobody watches it.
I am so guilty of that. I've signed up for courses, seen a 60-minute video labeled Lecture 4, and just closed the tab. I can't do it.
Exactly. And the problem is, for a creator, to fix that, to take that 1 hour of video and turn it into a study guide, a summary podcast, a quiz, and a promo clip, you were talking about a massive amount of labor.
You need an editor, a writer, a sound engineer, a whole team.
The sources estimate that manually repurposing 1 hour of dense educational content into a full multimedia suite, it costs thousands of dollars. So what happens?
Nothing happens. It just sits there as a raw video file.
Precisely. The production bottleneck strangles the course. And this is where the Auto Content API enters the chat, so to speak.
The documentation describes this thing as an industrial engine for content transformation. And I really liked that distinction. It's not content generation. It's not ChatGPT writing a poem for you from scratch.
It's transformation.
Hmm.
That is the critical difference. You aren't asking the AI to hallucinate a lesson on physics. You are feeding it your expert material from WYSIQ, your PDF, your lecture transcript, and just asking it to change the format.
It decouples the idea from the production.
That's a great way to put it.
So let's walk through this. So the first thing that jumped out at me was this comparison to Notebook LM. Everyone's talking about Notebook LM right now.
Google's tool, yeah.
Yeah.
Where you upload a PDF and it talks back to you. This is a great tool. But the limitation with consumer tools like that is that they're all manual. You have to drag and drop files one by one. You click generate.
Yeah.
You wait.
It's a consumer workflow.
It is. And auto content is an API. For the non-technical listeners, maybe we should clarify why that distinction matters so much.
Yeah, let's do that.
So think of an API as like a digital waiter. It takes an order from the kitchen, in this case your WYSIWYG system, and runs it to the chef, the AI, and brings the food back without you ever setting foot in the kitchen.
It's programmable. It's automatic.
Exactly.
So in a WYSIWYG scenario, I upload a textbook PDF, and I don't have to do anything else.
You have the integration set up? No. The API detects the new file. It ingests it, whether it's a URL, a PDF, raw text, whatever, and then it just goes to work generating a whole suite of learning aids.
What kind of aids?
The sources list things like study guides, timelines, briefing documents.
And interactive quizzes. I saw that in there.
Yes, and that's a big one. Imagine uploading a dense 50-page PDF on macroeconomics to your WYSIWYG library. By the time you've grabbed a coffee, the system has generated a 10-question multiple-choice quiz to test the students on that exact PDF.
That's so useful because creating good multiple-choice questions is actually really hard.
It's tedious. It's so tedious. And because it's tedious, teachers don't do enough of it. But we know that active recall testing yourself is one of the best ways to learn. By automating that, you improve student outcomes immediately.
Okay, so we've got text covered. But let's talk about the audio, because this is the part that feels like science fiction to me. The audio overview.
This is the absolute game changer for that mobile learning feature WYSIWYG is always promoting.
Right. Deliver learning on the go. That's literally on their homepage.
So usually learning on the go means you're trying to read a PDF on your phone while you're on the subway. It's miserable. You're pinching and zooming.
Or listening to a robot voice just drone on. Chapter one. The history of...
Exactly. Text-to-speech has been around for a while, but it's so fatiguing. The Auto Content API generates a multi-speaker podcast.
Wait, multi-speaker?
It takes that text content and it scripts a kind of banter between two AI hosts, a host and an expert, who then discuss the material.
Kind of like what we're doing right now.
Very, very similar. The sources describe the output as natural, steady, and believable. It mimics the dynamic of a radio show. There's back and forth, there are pauses, metaphors.
I have to play devil's advocate here for a second. Does it actually help learning, or is it just a cool gimmick?
That's a fair question.
Mm-hmm.
The sources point to this concept of mental availability. It's about meeting the learner where they are.
Okay.
If I'm driving to work, I cannot watch your video or read your PDF, but I can listen to a 10-minute audio summary. By offering that format, you are capturing a slot of time, the commute that was previously just dead air.
So you're not replacing the textbook.
No, you're creating an entry point to it.
It's like the Blinkistification of your own course material.
Spot on. And for the WYSIWYG creator, the magic is that you didn't have to hire voice actors or write a single line of script. The infrastructure did it all for you.
That definitely helps solve the engagement problem. But WYSIWYG isn't just for local tutoring. I'm seeing distance education and language teaching listed here as big verticals.
This is where we hit the hyperscalability lever.
Hyperscalability. I do love buzzwords that sound fast. Break that down for me.
It's the ability to increase your output or your reach massively without a proportional increase in your cost or your effort. Let's just look at the language barrier.
Okay.
Let's say you are a corporate trainer for a logistics company. Using WYSIWYG. You're based in Ohio, you teach in English, but your company just opened a distribution center in Berlin and another one in Tokyo.
Right. A typical headache. I have to go hire translators, dub the videos. It's a mess.
Usually, yes. And that takes weeks and costs a fortune. So most of the time, you just don't do it. And the Tokyo team gets a lousy experience or has to struggle through English subtitles.
So what's the alternative here?
The Auto Content API supports over 50 languages.
50 plus? You mean for subtitles?
No, not just subtitles. This is the cool part. It can take your English transcript, translate it, and then resynthesize the audio into German or Japanese.
Wait, actual audio?
Actual audio assets. It can generate a German podcast summary of your English lecture instantly.
That fundamentally changes the total addressable market, the TAM for any course creator. You go from selling to just the English-speaking world to selling to the entire planet overnight.
And then think about accessibility, which is massive for the test prep and government sectors that WYSIWYG serves.
Right, because complying with accessibility standards is a legal requirement for a lot of those groups.
It's not just about compliance, though. It's about learning styles. Some people simply do not process dense text well. Maybe they have dyslexia, or maybe they just learn better by ear.
Of course.
By automatically generating an audio version of every text asset in your WYSIWYG course, you're opening the door to those learners without lifting a finger.
It feels like we're moving from a world of static learning, where you get what you get, to this active multimodal world.
That's the shift.
Yeah.
But there's another side to WYSIQ we haven't touched on yet, the business side.
The e-commerce part.
Exactly. WYSIQ isn't just a classroom, it's a store. They have this feature called LMS e-commerce.
Right. You can create a branded portal and sell your courses. But as anyone who has tried to sell a course knows, building the course is hard. But selling it is a nightmare.
The sales gap. Most educators are terrible marketers. They don't know how to make trailers. They don't know how to edit social media clips.
I sympathize. I would much rather grade papers than try to figure out TikTok trends.
Well, the Auto Content API has a solution for the reluctant marketer. It handles video automation. The sources detail two types of outputs that are incredibly relevant for a WYSIQ sales page. First up, explainer videos.
These are those little 60 to 90 second clips you see at the top of a landing page.
That's them. The API can actually crawl a website, in this case your WYSIQ course landing page, read the description, and generate an explainer video to pitch the course.
It writes the script and edits the video itself.
Yes. It pulls stock footage, adds motion graphics, voiceover, background music. The sources mentioned that embedding a video like this increases dwell time.
How long someone stays on your site.
Right. And it makes the page 53 times more likely to rank on the first page of Google.
That is a wild stat. 53 times.
Video is sticky. Google really likes sticky.
And what about social media? Because that's where the students actually are. They're scrolling Instagram, not Googling for courses.
That's the second output. Shorts or reels. Vertical 9x16 videos. The API can take a highlight from your course, add an AI avatar, a talking head, and automatic subtitles.
So you could have a faceless TikTok channel promoting your WYSIQ Academy, posting 3 times a day, and you aren't even opening a video editor.
You aren't even holding a camera.
That sounds really expensive, though. If I'm hiring an agency to do that, I'm paying.
What? A manually produced promotional video of decent quality? You're looking at anywhere from $300 to over $10,000, depending on who you hire.
Ouch. Yeah, that eats into your course margins really fast, especially if you're selling a $50 course.
But let's look at the cost arbitrage here. This is the financial argument in the sources. Generating a short video via the API consumes roughly 400 credits.
Okay, give that to me in real money.
On their business plan, that works out to be about 4 euros.
4 euros versus $300.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
And it completely changes your strategy. When a video costs $300, you make one generic video and you pray that it works.
Right.
When it costs 4 euros, you can make 50. You can make one video targeting professionals, one targeting students, one targeting career switchers. You can test dozens of angles.
It creates a logarithmic cost curve instead of a linear one. Your costs just flatten out even as your volume explodes.
It's like an industrial part coming back into play.
Okay, I want to pivot to something that sounds a bit more futuristic. It was buried a little deep in the documentation, but it really caught my eye. Deep research.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
This is where we move beyond just reformatting your old stuff to actually enriching it with new information.
WYSIQ lists current events and news as a category. But news changes every single day. How does an automated API help with something like that?
The Auto Content API has a deep research endpoint. Unlike a standard chatbot that just writes from its training data, which might be a year old, this uses agents to browse the live web.
The live web?
Yeah, it checks reputable sources. The documentation mentions financial sites like FT.com or government databases like SEC.gov.
So it's fact-checking in real time?
It's more like synthesizing. And it has this feature called recurring research. You can set it to scan for new information on a specific topic every 24 hours.
Oh, wow. Okay, let's apply this. Say I'm a WYSIQ instructor running a course on international finance.
Perfect example. Finance changes daily. If you record a lecture today, it's probably outdated next week. But with this integration, you can set up a workflow where the API scans the markets every morning at 6 a.m. It identifies the top 3 stories moving the markets. It generates a briefing document. It then creates a 5-minute podcast episode discussing those stories. Mm. And if you have the integration fully wired up, it uploads it directly to your WYSIQ course portal as a daily market update.
And the instructor is where during all this?
Asleep or having breakfast. It's zero human intervention. Your course is now alive.
Right.
It's updating itself based on real-world events.
That is just mind-blowing. It's like having a research assistant who never sleeps and also happens to host a daily podcast.
And think about the value proposition for the student. Why do I stay subscribed to your academy? Because you are giving me fresh intel every single morning. It builds massive authority. You become their primary source of information.
That's retention gold.
It is. I can see it being huge for law or tech.
Yeah.
Any dynamic field where things change so fast.
But this all sounds amazing. I want the research assistant. I want the automatic marketing. But I can hear the listeners, especially the educators, asking, how hard is this to actually build? We're throwing around terms like API and endpoints. Do I need to go hire a whole dev team?
That is the million-dollar question. The auto content sources emphasize that it is API first, or headless.
Headless? Explain that like I'm five.
Imagine the API is a brain in a jar. It's incredibly smart, but it has no body. It doesn't have a screen or buttons. You have to plug it into a body.
And in this case, WYSIQ is the body.
Exactly. And WYSIQ has its own virtual classroom API and plugins for things like Moodle and WordPress. So the connection points, the sockets are there. A developer could connect them directly with some code.
A developer could. That usually means I can't.
Fair point.
Mm-hmm.
But the sources explicitly mention integrations with Make.com and Zapier.
Ah, the no-code saviors.
Exactly. These are platforms that let you build glue between different apps without writing a line of code. You create a recipe. For example, trigger. When a new PDF is uploaded to this specific folder in WYSIQ.
Okay.
Action. Send that PDF to Auto Content API to generate a podcast. Final action. Upload the resulting MP3 file back to WYSIQ. You set that logic up once using these drag and drop blocks, and it just runs forever.
That seems much more approachable. You're basically just building a little logic loop.
A reaction loop, yeah.
We touched on the cost for video earlier, the €4. But what about the audio? If I want to make that daily market update podcast, what's the damage?
The credit model is very aggressive. Generating a podcast costs just 10 credits.
10 credits. And how many credits do I get in a pack?
The amateur plan gives you 1,000 credits for €24 a month.
So let me do the math here. 1,000 credits divided by 10. That's 100 podcasts for €24.
Correct. Which brings the cost to near zero per unit.
Yeah.
Roughly 24 cents per episode.
That makes the long tail of content viable.
Explain what you mean by long tail in this context.
Well, usually you'd only make a podcast for your blockbuster topic, the big intro to finance lecture. You wouldn't bother making audio for the niche lecture on the history of the paperclip because it's not worth the effort.
Right. The ROI just isn't there for manual production.
But at 24 cents, you can cover everything. You can have an audio summary for every single handout, every obscure reading, every niche topic in your course.
Exactly. It allows you to cover the entire surface area of your subject matter, not just the hits. It creates a depth of content that no human team could manually sustain.
It really feels like a massive shift. We aren't just talking about tools for teachers anymore. We're talking about a genuine infrastructure shift.
We're moving from a scarcity mindset, where content is hard and expensive to make, to an abundance mindset. WYSIQ provides the classroom, the walls, the seats, the enrollment.
And Auto Content API provides the infinite production team.
And together they solve those two biggest headaches we started with. Keeping students engaged with varied formats and scaling the business without burning out the teacher.
It's a compelling vision. It lets the educator get back to what they're actually good at teaching and curating instead of being a part-time video editor.
Absolutely. It's an incredibly exciting time to be in this space.
Before we wrap up, I want to leave you with a thought. We talked about that recurring research feature, the idea that the API can read the web and update the course automatically.
Mm.
If an API can read your material, research the new updates, and then host a podcast about it every morning, at what point does the content start teaching itself?
That is the provocation, isn't it? When the infrastructure becomes smart enough to maintain its own relevance, the role of the educator shifts from creator to curator. You become the gardener, pruning the content, rather than the builder laying every single brick. And that is a whole new world.
A whole new world indeed. Thanks for diving in with us.
It was a pleasure.
And to everyone listening, keep learning, and we'll catch you in the next deep dive.